The government has announced that former Commonwealth Bank boss David Murray will head up its financial services inquiry. Mr. Murray's appointment has been widely welcomed within the financial sector, but consumer groups want to see strong representation of customer interests on the yet-to-be-announced four-person committee assisting him. Consumer representatives are concerned that the inquiry may focus too heavily on the costs of regulation while overlooking the benefits. Business reporter Michael Yander has more.
A chorus of lobby groups have welcomed the government's draft terms of reference for its financial system inquiry.
We warmly welcome the announcement of the financial system inquiry.
We're very pleased with what we've seen.
We welcome that the government is consulting on its terms of reference for this important inquiry.
The government's proposed very broad terms of reference that include competition issues, regulation, taxation, and dealing with financial risks. Louise Petchler is the chief executive of the Customer-Owned Banking Association, and unsurprisingly, she thinks the inquiry's key focus should be on how to promote more competition against the big four banks.
Over the past few years, we've seen an increased concentration in our banking market, and we believe there's a real opportunity for a review of the regulatory and market settings that we hope will put us on the path for a better result for consumers and a better result for competition.
One thing that all financial institutions and their representatives agree on is a desire for less regulation. Martin Cadena is from the Financial Services Council, which represents large wealth managers such as private sector super funds.
Without doubt, there is a lot of regulation on the financial services industry, and that's just been compounded with the enormous amount of global regulation that's been introduced following the financial crisis. So from our perspective, we're very keen to make sure that that can be rationalised.
But the Consumer Action Law Centre's Gerard Brodie is concerned that the inquiry may put too much focus on the costs of regulation without considering the benefits.
In assessing existing regulation, we must remember that they were put in place to promote a desirable social purpose, and that we shouldn't just be about eliminating regulation without looking at the benefits that they can provide the community. It can be very easy for business lobby groups or even policymakers to sort of count the compliance costs of regulation, the staff hours of business and the input costs required to comply. But assessing the benefits of regulation is much more difficult.
Mr. Brodie says the previous federal government's ban on mortgage exit fees is a good example of positive regulation.
There was many in the industry that said that that was going to have harm on smaller lenders. Nothing could be further from the truth. Those exit fees simply allowed lenders to hide the real costs of loans, and that ban, in fact, encouraged and stimulated competition.
The financial system inquiry is being headed up by former Commonwealth Bank boss David Murray. Despite his background with the Big Four, Louise Petchler says she's confident he's a good person for the job.
We know that that Mr. Murray has a background in, with one of the major banks, but also an extensive background in business, and he's obviously eminently qualified to lead this type of inquiry, and he'll be supported by a panel of other experts as well as extensive industry consultations.
She wants the four-person panel to include people coming from a consumer point of view.
We think that this inquiry has the potential to deliver those same long-term benefits as long as all the voices, including particularly consumer voices, are part of the review and part of the debate.
The Financial System Inquiry's draft terms of reference are open for comment for the next 2 weeks.
Business reporter Michael Yander.